Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz, and we are here with Sting this afternoon, ahead of the launch of Sting 3.0 and the world tour coming up, and you're going to be busy every 3 days until about November at the moment. 3.0 is... It implies like a relaunch, a new version of something, but it does feel like with three people in the band, you've gone back to sort of where you began. What is it about 3.0? What does that mean to you?
Well, there's a certain level of irony in 3.0, but yes, I was in a very successful three-piece band.
Back in the day, yes.
So I've had some experience at it, and going back was interesting. You know, in the past, I've had seven-piece bands, eight-piece bands, five-piece bands. I just wanted to do something different, but also something that was familiar to me at the same time. So going back to a trio allowed us to winnow the songs to their skeletal frame. And surprisingly, the songs are sturdy enough to take that winnowing away. And the audiences will hear something that is crystal clear. The definition between the instruments is very clear, the air between the instruments. And as a singer, that's a wonderful breath of fresh air,
actually. Yeah. Hey, there's a lovely thing about that, because I saw the Black Keys back in the day at the Hammersmith Apollo when it was just Dan and Pat as a two-piece before the whole band came along. And it is, there's something about having sort of less on stage that sort of allows you to create more somehow.
Absolutely. Less is more. That's one of the golden rules. But the space and clarity is very important.
You've been coming to South Africa for a long time now. How do you sort of feel we've evolved in your time visiting us?
Well, there was a major historical event.
Yes.
Which allowed me to come back to South Africa, or to come for the first time. And so, I wouldn't have come during apartheid.
No.
But, I'm always keen to see how the country is faring. And, what I see is, it's a work in progress, as all countries are.
Yeah, it really is. If someone says to you South Africa, based on all your trips and so on, if you're somewhere else in the world, what comes to mind? Is there a memory? Is there a thing? Is there an event? What stands out?
Oh, I think looking up at Table Mountain from the ocean, I mean, it's spectacular, especially where the cloud comes off like a tablecloth. It's wonderful.
It really is. My fiance told me that if I don't get a question in our limited time, she'll kill me. What advice do you have? We're getting married in a couple of months' time. What advice do you have for people who still want to be happy and doing it together and excited 40 years later?
Well, I never give unsolicited advice to anyone. I can only talk about my own relationship. I've been married 40-odd years. We like each other. I mean, we love each other, yes, but to like each other, to be happy in each other's company, to have the same kind of nostalgias, the same sense of humor, that goes a long way.
Let me get back to the music. She'll be happy. Thank you very much.
Do you have those things?
Yes, we do.
Good.
We really do. We communicate well. We take time out, intentional time with each other. I'm hoping it's going to go well. The people you've brought with you now, I mean, Dominic, you played with for years and years and years. Chris, coming from Mumford, he brings something a bit different. You've played with so many people in so many spaces over the years. Do you find other people bring something out of you on stage and the songs that you sort of maybe didn't know were there, or you feel differently about?
Absolutely. You know, I have people around me who will add something to the songs. And you never know what that's going to be. But you invite genius into the room and you're rewarded. You know, I'll get more than if I was controlling everything, I'd get a lesser result than being open to the college and saying, okay, what do you think?
Yeah.
So I'm very cooperative in that sense. Collaborative, that's the word.
Speaking of, I was quite surprised last year to hear on Pink's album the song she did with Marshmello, that you also appeared on, Dreaming, which is sort of it's a Feel the Gold rework. And you've worked with so many people. I look back through the list. I mean, Julio and Craig David, and it's been a range of genres and artists and so on. How do you decide sort of who do you want to work with and what you want to work on?
I rarely say no, because no just shuts the door. Saying yes opens doors. I'm intrigued by other people's interpretations of my songs, using the song as a basis for some other piece of work. I learn something. They still pay me. But it really keeps the song alive, you know, and other people cover it. So I'm very easily swayed to let people do it.
Yeah. Second last question. You've got a big schedule coming up now. I was just looking through. You go from here through Mexico and then onto Red Rocks for a while, and then you're in Europe, and then you're back in the States, all the way through until about the end of November. Do you take a specific amount of time, like, planning for yourself, for your body, settling yourself down, knowing you're going to be on the road for so long? Is it a chore?
I mean, it's pretty demanding, but I feel I've been training for my whole life, decades of training, so I'm resilient. But I also need some time with my family, my children, my grandchildren, my wife. So we try and make little bursts of R&R.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Have a lovely show and break a leg.